We're on the phone with Don Hutchins, Executive Director of the Nebraska Corn Board. Don, let's talk about legislation in the Nebraska unicameral that would restructure the Nebraska Corn Board and the corn checkoff. Let's discuss that and tell us what's being worked on there.
Okay. Well, it's LB 354. It was introduced by Senator Larson and introduced to the Agricultural Committee. It had its hearing a few weeks ago and generally found very good support because it does a number of things that really moves Nebraska in a category very similar to other state checkoff programs around the nation. One, this checkoff would allow for our board members to be elected within certain districts versus appointed by the governor. Two, it provides for a refund provision that if producers feel like the checkoff board isn't doing what its intentions were, they can request a refund and receive a full refund. That's obviously not what you want to see. You want to see high performance by commodity checkoff programs where producers have a high level of confidence in what those checkoff programs are doing. The other thing is it doesn't change the four cornerstones of what commodity programs in general are all about, and they are market development, they are research, they are promotion, and they are education-oriented. And that really doesn't change whatsoever. It just means that in Nebraska corn checkoff program example, we would not be a state agency. We would be a quasi-state agency, still governed by the state legislature, but operated more accountable to the producers and with all the checks and balances that are still in place. So it has some great opportunities that would also allow the commodity program to move closer to the associations or share office space with other commodity boards. And really, in Nebraska, there's some great opportunities for us to share resources, be more efficient, be more effective of what we do, and frankly, more accountable to the producers who pay the checkoff. And you got to remember that checkoff programs are solely funded by farmer-producer contributions to their program.
So you would still maintain some ties to state government?
Correct. I mean, frankly, every state checkoff program out there that is not a federal program is created by a governing body, by their legislative body. But in our case, Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Ohio, South Dakota, Minnesota are all in a quasi-state agency form. It means that they still operate by the direction of the legislature, but they are not an official state agency.
You listed the advantages of going this direction. I guess, are there any disadvantages to going that route?
Well, I guess one disadvantage, but it's a reality that as we make this changeover, it creates a lot of work. I had hoped to say if and when this bill is passed by the legislature, we would have until January 1 to make that transition, which means that our insurance program, our retirement program for employees, our location would all change. While that's a lot of work on the front end, I think the long-term benefits to producers are going to outweigh that short-term expense and an additional work. I don't see really very many, if any, negatives to it. I guess one negative, having grown up in agriculture and commodity program work, you know, the mandatory checkoff has always probably been the most fairest because everybody pays, large, small, no matter what your operation is. And going to a refund provision helps accomplish two primary things. One, it holds up to a constitutionality question, and two, it also holds up to any challenges by freedom of speech concerns, because the producer can always receive a refund if they don't like what the checkoff programs are doing. For me, the obvious is, why were checkoff programs created? What are their value today? As you look at the reduction in state and federal programs that are really out there trying to help do market development, research, promotion, education, because those programs in state and federal government are getting smaller. So the producer is left with the need and the structure of the checkoff program doing that market development in other countries and new uses to try to make sure that we have the demand side somewhat matching up with the supply side. The second thing is land-grant universities are very dependent upon research being done that helps us in the area of how do we grow more with fewer resources in the future. And the kind of research programs that we're funding with checkoff dollars helps us to get to that point. Third, in the area of education, it's really important. We hear it every day. We need better ag literacy. People don't understand where their food comes from. People don't understand the importance of farmers and ranchers. So it's really left to checkoff programs to do that kind of work. And lastly, promotion. Moving consumers from an E10 to an E15 requires some promotional work. And the fact that NASCAR today, with 73 million fans, are utilizing E15 on the racetrack, it didn't happen by chance. It happened because commodity programs became aggressive with the research and the promotion and the education to help make that happen. So, checkoff programs are extremely important. Our checkoff is a half cent per bushel. Every time a farmer sells a bushel of corn, a half cent goes into the checkoff program. In today's world, where the market moves 20, 30 cents up or down each day, a half cent seems insignificant, but it is extremely important and significant when you look at what it can accomplish in a collective process.
So you indicated there was no real opposition to the bill in the hearing that it had. So you expect pretty smooth sailing here?
You never know. The only concern that's really, there was originally some concerns about, does it meet the challenge of constitutionality to have it created by state government but yet be a quasi-state agency? And there's been some early discussions with the Attorney General's office that says, because you do have the refund provision and because your board members are elected versus appointed, it helps address that issue. The real only concern out there yet is we've had the ability to influence federal legislation over the last 35 years since the checkoff board was formed. Typically, the board spends probably less than 3-5% of our checkoff resources to influence federal legislation, i.e. the farm bill, i.e. trade issues. And I think there's always some concern about, are checkoffs really ever intended to have any influence on legislation? And our board kind of looks at it. If you polled 1,000 farmers in Nebraska and said, do you want your checkoff program to try to get a farm bill passed, do you think that was important? Our assessment is that the vast majority would say, sure, and we kind of expect you to be doing that kind of stuff because it is so important as you look at crop insurance, conservation programs, trade programs as well. So that's really the point that is under some discussion yet. At what level should our board have the ability to influence any federal legislation? At this point, we can't use checkoff dollars and never have been able to use checkoff dollars to influence state legislation or to use checkoff dollars to support or oppose a political candidate. And those are very sound. The legislators that drafted the checkoff back in 1978 really had their heads together. But things change, and our board believes that this change within our legislation kind of updates Nebraska corn checkoff program to be very similar to the other states, and really moves us into that next generation of doing the work that needs to be done on behalf of corn producers.
Well, then the next question is, do you think the governor would sign legislation if it passes?
You know, I would sure hope so. You know, as last year, it took us a number of years. Nebraska had the lowest corn checkoff in the nation. And frankly, we were behind being able to do the kinds of market development, research, promotion, education that needed to be done. And the legislature voted 44-0 to do that. So I believe policymakers really do understand that agriculture is a backbone of the state's economy. And it's really important to a certain extent, step back and let farmers and ranchers in with their checkoff programs do the work that really helps solidify agriculture as a backbone of the state's economy.